It's time for more Toast and Jam, brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance. Chris Quilvang, agent. I'm Tim Oast, known as Toast. Here's Paul McDonald. He's known as Jam.
I wonder if you want to change my name. I still have that streak from the State Legion tournament in my hair.
Yeah, you do. And what is that?
It's blonde. They wanted to go white, but I didn't want to look like a skunk. So it's kind of a blondish.
Well, we'll just call you Skunky.
I don't know. It's a reverse stinky. Mohawk it's or something.
Toast and Stinky.
Toast and Stinky. Pepe Le Pew.
More like peanut butter.
Oh, peanut goodness.
Butter. There we go. I like it. It's a peanut butter.
By the way, how
it's
was your Labor Day?
With peanut butter.
How was your Labor Day weekend? Did you get any rest at all?
What's that?
No, okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
No, actually, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did.
We have a special guest today, too. We're going to talk pick six, and we have that grand prize in that pick six contest, the bus trip to Minneapolis. We're going to talk with Greg Birchall about that here in just a bit. First of all, how can people listen to Toast and Jam, the podcast?
With their ears.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, you meant where, not how. It's where. Well, they can go to Spotify. They can go to Apple Podcast. Obviously, you can go to our website, valleycitytimesrecord.com, and also on our Facebook page. And probably the best way to do it, go to Toast, T-O-S-T, the letter N, toastandjam.com. We've got all our past episodes there. Trivia question is on there. Mm-hmm. And that is probably the best place to find it.
Okay, before we get started, though, let's take a look at last week's trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. Now, Greg should probably get this. As big a Bison fan as he is, before the Bison, NDSU's nickname was what? Before the Bison, NDSU's nickname was what? Remember, they were an agricultural school. That gives you a nudge, little nudge, hint.
Hint, hint.
You don't mean the nickname that UND people gave us?
No.
That
we can't say that.
Oh, we can't say it. No. We can't say it over this show, though.
Then I wouldn't know.
The Aggies.
The Aggies.
They were the Aggies before the Bison. Agricultural school Aggies.
I got to think that Aggies back in the day was the most popular name because there were a lot of ag schools and so forth.
Yeah. How did South Dakota State get the rabbits, the jackrabbits? There are rabbits around there, but I don't know how they got
them. Better to be better jackrabbits than jackalopes.
I guess. It's our answer to last week's trivia question, again brought to you by Nodak Insurance. More sports trivia coming up later in our podcast. Well, should we start with pick six? Why don't we do that? Pick six, we did have a winner from last week. We had three people that were perfect. Mm-hmm. And we had one winner out of the three. Two of them were ladies, females. Mm-hmm.
They know their football.
Our winner was Carrie Marsh. Mm-hmm. She wins a $50 gift certificate to one of the sponsors. Yeah. So, Carrie, congratulations. She got them right. She got some of those games right in there. I couldn't believe that.
Some of them were tough ones.
Well, we had that Minnesota-North Carolina game. Right. Went down right to the end.
Yep. Missed field goal as time ran out.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Let's see. The Bison lost to Colorado.
I thought they were going to have that one, though.
Yeah.
They had it the first half.
Yeah, they did. They did. And the speed finally caught up, I think. With the Bison. There are two players that beat the Bison, really. That Hunter,
and he's a two-way guy.
Exactly.
And Sanders.
Dion's kid. Yeah. And quarterback. Both are going to be playing on Sundays soon. But and then, of course, Highliners and Vikings, that didn't turn out like we thought it was going to. Paul and I were 2-4. How about that, huh?
Yeah. Hey,
2-4.
That's not bad.
Oh, yeah. Great start. Hopefully we can improve on that.
I think the general manager is looking at coaching changes if we go 2-4 every week.
Yeah, I think I could do that with a quarter.
Yeah, well.
There you go. Yeah, you know, just flip it. Yeah, flip the quarter. Yeah. Heads a win, tails a lose. Greg Birchall is with us, and Greg from Enterprise Sales. Can I say that? Semi-retired?
You can.
Okay. Him and I just can't quit fully yet.
Same way.
Just semi-retired. It sounds good. Let's talk about the bus trip a little bit. That's our grand prize in the Pick 6 contest. We'll have 10 weeks of Pick 6. We go through some of the NFL season. We don't go through the whole NFL. Just a 10-week Pick 6. But your trip comes up in October, and this should be fun. This is a good game, and hopefully both are aligned at that time where it'll mean something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The fun bus, we call it fun bus, not yes. fan bus, because yeah. it's for a little more fun, but we always go to the Vikings games, and this year is October. The game is October 20th against the Lions. Mm-hmm.
And you leave Saturday morning?
We leave Saturday at noon. Okay. We spend the night at the hotel in Minneapolis, Crown Plaza, and then we go to the game on Sunday. We usually get there about 10 o'clock in the morning so people can get a chance to walk around the new stadium.
Right.
And the game's at 12. Then usually we get home, depending on the weather, but usually around 10 at night, between 9 and 10 on Sunday night then.
And hopefully October shouldn't be too bad.
Shouldn't be too bad in October. Some of the games we've gone have been in December or November, and we have had some snow, and we've had some tough, a couple times coming home a little tough. But
and you're going to see a game in which Detroit and Minnesota, Detroit picked to win the division, the North Division this year, and they're picked to go far.
Right. We actually... One of the reasons we picked this game, because it should be a good one this time.
Right.
You know, our bus trip, though, I tell you what.
Yeah, give me your record
on
the bus trip.
Absolutely, right? So there's been 18 buses that we've taken to Minneapolis since 2010. And out of the 18 bus trips, we've won 15 and lost 3. And you can go down the list of who we've beaten, and it's really crazy. The only thing is, with the 3 losses... The last one was just this last year. We went in December on December 31st, and the Packers beat us. And Dang. I wasn't happy about that.
Dang Packers!
But otherwise, the only other 2 losses we had, one of them was the Lions back in 2011.
Wow. And they weren't that good back then.
No, I guess neither were we. Because we shouldn't have lost that one, but we did. But so this one is going to be one that we need to come. The bus trip needs we need to beat the Lions bus to.
We need a little comeback here, right?
Yeah,
no doubt. Oh, boy. Now, do you have room on the bus yet?
We do. We have like 5 seats left
okay.
to sell. Yep.
All right. And we've got a pair of tickets that are going to this, and this should be fun. We're looking forward to it. Anything else on the bus trip? I know. Well, okay,
it's a bus trip. There's beverages on the bus, like everyone would expect, but it's actually a full bar, and there's 2 bartenders.
Wow.
So it's a pretty high-class trip, actually. We do stay at the Crown Plaza in Minneapolis. It's a nice, really a nice place.
Yeah, it is.
And then the seats, you know, the best seats you can get now that aren't season ticket holders are in the upper end.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where it is. We can't get out of that. But
there really isn't a bad seat in that place.
There isn't. If you have not been to that new stadium, it's worth it. It really is.
It's a beautiful place, a great venue, and go Vikings.
Mm-hmm. And go Vikes.
Yes. Okay, pick 6 this week. You're going to help us out on this, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll start out with the Highliners, Valley City Highliners, and Devil's Lake on Friday. Highliners had a rough weekend last weekend, first game of the season down in Lisbon. Lisbon, a tough team, though.
Lisbon's always tough. Yeah,
they always are. Boy, Highliners, Devils Lake at home.
I'm going Highliners. I'm going to stay blue.
Yeah, Paul and I are going to go with the Highliners.
I think so, too, only for the big reason it's home. I think that's just the advantage right now between the 2 teams that are probably pretty close.
Yeah. BCSU Vikings at Augsburg.
Mm. And that's Division 3. They're in the MIAC with the Concordias and St. John's and so forth.
Vikings didn't have a good first half, but I thought the second half was improved.
They made better. They made good defensive adjustments and were able to stop that triple option that Minot State had.
I agree.
And played much better in the second half.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with the BCSU Vikes.
Yeah, I'm going with the Vikes, too, only because I like their coaches.
I do,
yes,
too.
I do, too.
Got some great guys. Been around for a long time.
They have, yeah.
They have been.
All right. Now we get into the meat and potatoes stuff
here. Oh, boy.
NDSU Bison will be at Tennessee State. I know nothing about Tennessee State.
I'm going with Bison. I just, the way that they performed against Colorado last week, and like we were talking, they had them in the first half, and really they played well.
And I thought Cam Miller performed the best I've ever seen him perform. I mean, he really did play well. I'm going to go with the Bison, too.
Yeah.
I have to, too, because after seeing that first half, I think they learned something in that
Yeah, they did.
After halftime, you got to keep going, to be honest with you. Yeah. So,
and I don't think they're going to run into the speed factor with Tennessee State.
Otherwise, I know nothing about Tennessee State.
Yeah. I know where it's at. It's in Tennessee. That's
about right.
Somewhere.
Close to Nashville?
Who knows?
UND Fighting Hawks at Montana.
Oh.
I'm going Grizz.
That's a tough one.
That's Montana.
You know what, though? UND played pretty well against Iowa State. 21-3. They did not get embarrassed. It was 14-3 for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State's a good football team.
Yep.
I got to go UND in this one.
I have to stay Montana. They have been a good team for a long time. Right. I just don't know if UND can hold up.
Yep. Me too.
And I thought the quarterback kid, though, the nine-man, the Olsen kid, played well. He's not bad. Minnesota Vikings at New York Giants. Here we go.
This is actually a no-brainer.
Really?
Yes.
Giants?
The team that scores more.
I don't know.
The Giants are a team in disarray. Didn't they get rid of Daniel Jones? And I'm going Vikings. I think the Vikings are going to win at the Meadowlands.
I'm going to go with the Vikes.
What I'm afraid of is I don't know who the Vikings are yet. I don't really know the team. I don't know the quarterback. Yeah. I don't know anything, but I have never liked the Giants.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the Vikes because go Vikes.
Yeah, the Giants always gave the Vikes a rough time back in the years.
That NFC Championship game was a 40 to rip.
Yeah.
The final on that one.
They cheated.
They cheated. They did.
Yeah. Wild card game this week is an NFL game. Oh, Green Bay taking on Philadelphia. That should be a good one.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Philadelphia in this one.
I'm going Green Bay. I know it's tough for you to pick up the
Packers.
Tough.
It is tough to pick the Packers, but I do not like Philadelphia. You want to talk about cheaters. Let's just go right there. So you know what? I think Green Bay is going to take them.
Okay. So I'm the only one going Philadelphia.
This is the 46th meeting between these two teams, or the 47th. The Packers have won 28. Eagles have won 18. They've met three times in the playoffs, and the one of the victories the Eagles did in the playoffs was the only loss Vince Lombardi ever had in the postseason. That was a 1960 NFL championship game. So there's a little history for you there.
Gangster. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's your pick six for this week. Again, how do we do this, Paul?
You can email at valleycitytimesrecord.com or Gmail. That's our email address. And email your picks to us. You can drop them off here at the Cut It Out on the back of Tuesday's paper. We have the hard copy. You can make your picks and cut them out and bring it in and drop it off here at the newspaper.
And we had some of those people doing that.
We did. We had quite a few do that. Yeah. And then Monday morning, I sift through them and come up with the winner. Well, I did it Sunday this week.
And we are going to have some ties. But again, if you tied in the weekly prize, you're still going to go in that grand prize drawing for the bus trip. So. Mm-hmm. Don't lose faith there.
And I think you said this was 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
The bus trip is before that.
Right. The last 2 weeks will be just the $50 prizes for the week.
Yeah. So people know.
Yep. Exactly.
Thank you.
One more thing, too. I'm going to throw this out there. You know, we have a new playground at Jefferson School, Jefferson Elementary here in Valley City. And we want to thank Enterprise Sales. Big donation there, too. Thank you, Greg, for
Welcome.
Following all the kids through Jefferson, even your tree, their family tree. Have you heard this story?
Oh, boy.
This is interesting. Yep. Listen to this. Greg, tell us about the story.
All right. Since 1962, there has been a member of my family, meaning my folks, their kids, and their grandkids, and now their great-grandkids, and we have not missed 1 year since 1962 in the Valley City school system. My sister was still in when my daughter was in.
Okay.
And now my grandkids are in there, and I've got a 2-year-old living in Valley City, so you can go another 18 years before it's going to, if it even ends.
I don't think it will.
I don't think
not
it will.
1 year has been missed that a Birchall
from your
folks' tree has been in the school system.
That's
kind of neat.
So the Birchalls are keeping Valley City school systems going.
Well, we're trying.
And, you know, that's why they have the kind of a close tie to the elementary, the school district, a nice donation from them for the playground at Jefferson Elementary.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
perfect.
And it's a beautiful playground.
Oh,
boy, they really did a great job on that.
Yep.
It's going to be a well-used.
And there is a couple spots left on that bus trip.
Yep.
If they want to call Enterprise Sales and talk to Greg, 845-1272, if they want some details.
Okay.
Can I say that?
Or yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you sure can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
The trip is $375
per
person, and that includes the bus trip.
That's a good
deal.
That
includes the beverages. That includes the game.
Yeah.
And that includes a nice hotel in Minneapolis.
I stayed at the Crown Plaza when John Gordon had his farewell, and a lot of the affiliates when I was in Minnesota were invited, and I was invited, and that's what they put us up at the Crown Plaza. Very nice
hotel.
It's
really nice.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome. Greg, thank you.
Thanks for having me here.
I know you're a busy, busy man, and you can hightail out of here if you
want. I'll do that. I got more stuff to do.
Thanks,
guys.
Hey, Greg, appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay. Greg Birchall, Enterprise Sales. Again, thanks for his participation in the Pick 6 contest and also the big donation to Jefferson Elementary and the playground. That's a beautiful playground, by the way, too. Let's do North Dakota Army National Guard. How do you want to do that? You want to tell me about that? Yeah, you got something there? You got some good stuff?
I got some good stuff.
Okay.
And make sure I'm just making sure I didn't stop the recording. No, I'm just kidding. The Army National Guard, has many services options available.
Mm-hmm.
You can decide which is the best fit for your lifestyle. Now, there are two paths, if you didn't know this. For service in the Army National Guard, you can be an enlisted soldier or a commissioned officer.
Right.
Where people have to salute you. I salute them anyway. I salute the enlisted soldier because I appreciate what they do.
I get saluted a lot.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah, that's
more than
a different
not
salute.
Not as many fingers are used. But anyway.
It's a different salute.
Some education assistants, they help you there.
Yeah.
With your tuition. They will pick a career for you. If you don't know, you go into the recruiter's office, you sit down. The recruiter gets to know you first. They're going to get to know who Tim is, who Paul is, who Greg is. They're going to get to know who you are. What do you like? What are your dislikes? What would you like to do? And they'll send you on that career path. You're going to come out of the National Guard with a career. Your school's going to be paid for it. You're set for quite some time.
Yeah, you are.
I know people still paying off their college debt, and they've been out of high college 30 years.
Takes a long time when you're talking 50 to 100,000.
Yep, absolutely.
And $50 a month really doesn't quite cut it, but
no. Part-time service, of course, lifelong benefits. And you can call 1-800-GO-GUARD if you want more information, or locally 701-253-1030.
And one of those bennies is health. And how big is that?
Yeah.
Oof. Very big. North Dakota Army National Guard, thank you for being a sponsor. Well, we talked a little bit about the Vikings and Highliners. They opened up football. Let's talk about the Highliners first. 32-0 against Lisbon.
Right.
I didn't really get a chance to really catch up on a lot of the detail on that game.
Lisbon has always been a running team because they always have those big boys up front. All those wrestlers that make great offensive linemen.
I will tell you that again. I will say it again. What makes a good football team? Wrestlers participating.
And they have a good... And so I think maybe Coach Engen went in and thought, well, yeah, they can throw a little bit with this Bittner, but they'll probably try to run. But Bittner had a great game throwing, 281 yards, was 21 of 26 passing. They did have another 132 on the ground, so they did do a little bit of running. But they're passing a lot of short intermediate passes. I think their longest maybe was a 30-yard completion in the game. Highliners just it was a tough game to start for them. But one of the bright spots I saw is Scott Rohde on the D-line. Two or three times, he was in the backfield before the quarterback knew what was going on and came up with big defensive plays, either tackled the running back for a loss, had a sack. But it was a good, yes, it's a loss, but a good learning experience for the Highliners. So now we'll see what they do against Firebirds this week.
Well, and 32-0 sounds big, but really you take a few plays here and a few plays there,
right,
and it's a ball game.
It's a ball game, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. VCSU Vikings, we talked about this earlier. A rough first half. They just couldn't figure out that triple option.
Right, that Christian, Carmen, I believe, or Christian was the Chrisman was the name of the quarterback.
Yeah.
Only threw one pass and it was incomplete. That was it. That was the only time. They did not have to pass. They ran the ball up and down. Had 416 yards on the ground.
Wow. And adjusted well, though. The Vikes adjusted at halftime. They kind of shut down that triple option and also scored. But, you know, hey, I think the Vikes are going to be okay.
They'll be fine.
Minot State's, hey, they're no slouch.
No.
They're
They're
D2.
They're D2. And
sometimes a little bigger, a little faster.
Yep. And it was nice to renew that rivalry. Hadn't played each other in some 20 years since the old I think it's been 14 years since they played last, since the NECAC folded.
Okay.
So now we hit the road to go Augsburg this week.
Augsburg.
And that's a D3 school, so.
I think we can get them.
I think we can do good there.
I think we've got some things figured out. It's going to be a different game against Augsburg than Minot State. Not as fast, not as big. So hopefully they can pull something out. Let's see. Volleyball? VCSU volleyball?
VCSU volleyball. Again, I want to say it was Sadie Hansen, second week in a row, setter of the week in the NSAA. This girl does not stop.
She's a machine.
Autumn Oaks. She is an outstanding volleyball player. They will have their home opener 1 week from today. We're talking here on Tuesday the 3rd. Next Tuesday the 10th, they will host Concordia at the Bubble, and that'll be their home opener. So you're going to want to see they're off to a good start. They're 5-3 on the season.
Yeah.
Won 2 out of 3 matches this past weekend.
And the Hansen from Oaks, good bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Very good bloodline. By the way, I was over in Jamestown for that golf tournament this weekend, and a lot of people are already getting excited about the Jimmy Viking volleyball matchup.
And both are a conference matchup this year.
Yes.
For one year.
And both in the national tournament last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Should be
fun.
Very exciting. Let's see, what else are we doing? Golf? Any golf? Anywhere?
The Viking Golf, they were on the road too this past weekend. And I think took third on both the men and women's side. Of course, Colin Haas is the a former Viking golfer, is the head coach now for VCSU Vikings. They are off and running there. Highliner Tennis, they were to play Jamestown today, but now they're going to be, or later in the week, actually, just a change of schedule. They got Shanley coming up. Volleyball, Highliner Volleyball opens up Thursday on the road at Fargo South.
Got it. I was going to back up to the football again. The AA poll, Grand Forks Red River and Jamestown, I believe, is number 2 this week, the Blue Jays. You're going to look.
I'm sure you're right.
I'm not sure I'm right, but that's what I heard or I saw.
Who stapled this?
I don't know. I think you had it. Where you at? Okay, I think it's Red River on top. Get your glasses on. There you go.
Fargo South, the new poll.
Or is it Fargo South?
Yeah, the new poll will be coming out. This
is a new
poll.
That's
not the new poll, because I do have the new poll. There it is.
Okay.
South is number 1 still.
Oh, they are. Okay,
and then Red River.
Okay, Jamestown 3.
Yeah.
And then you get Central, West Fargo, Horace. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Bismarck, St. Mary's, and Dickinson. Gee. Double A.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. The AAA has-beens or wannabes.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
What, the AAAs?
Yeah. The double A's are the AAA wannabes.
The AAA wannabes. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Why in the world are they in double A? That's my question. Why, Paul? Tell me why.
You're asking the wrong person.
I know. Okay. Hope someone is listening. I'm just telling you like it is. All we have to do, it's a really easy fix. You want to hear my fix? Just do what we do in basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's an easy fix.
Easy fix.
Why do we have to go through all of this garbage? But okay, I'm done.
Are you done now?
I'm done. Okay.
For now.
It's kind of like my golf game. I'm done.
Okay, I'm done.
After you miss about 3 2-footers.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I'm not saying nothing about that.
Okay. What else are we talking about?
Highliners?
Oh, Maple River, yes.
Holy goodness gracious me. Just got done writing that story.
Was that a track meet or a football game?
Someone asked, is this basketball season? Did it start early?
What was the final?
Maple River defeated Tri-State. Now, Tri-State is Fairmount, Campbell, Tinta, Russell. And the final score, 82-58. How you score 58 points and lose by 34 or 24 points. But 82-58, I'm guessing Maple River scored on every single possession.
Maybe twice.
T. Silling, of course, grandson of Sherm, that was a longtime executive secretary of the High School Activity Association. 389 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns, threw another touchdown, had 400 and about 74 yards of all-purpose yardage. Carter Bosch, 114 yards in the score. But then, not to be outdone, the quarterback over for Tri-State throws for 390 and 5 touchdowns. So defense was optional.
Well, I think so. Maybe they didn't even put the defense out there.
I thought maybe they played a video game. They played Madden or something instead of actually going to the field. But
that makes sense. Don't suit up, boys. We're just going to play the game.
We're just going to play the video game.
Goodness gracious. Let's see. I was going to talk. Jimmy's. They lost 2.
To You Mary.
You Mary. And that wasn't all bad either.
I watched a little bit of it over the weekend when it was replayed. And Jimmy's now going to be in our conference this year for the NSAAs. So we'll have to wait and see what transpires when they come to town.
By the way, I was going to say, when over at the tournament, First Community Credit Union puts on the tournament. And they had a couple of gals register you, and I told her about Toast and Jam, and she's going to check it out. So hello, Community Credit Union ladies at the registration table. At the tournament, hello.
Were they Jamestown FCCU, right? Here in Valley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, right. Got to say hi to them.
Are we?
All right. Today in sports history. Or wait, let's back up again. Not done yet. Twins still hanging on.
Winning last night, 5-4. Opening four-game set in Tampa. They're 3.5 back. A game up on Kansas City because Cleveland is playing Kansas City, and they beat Kansas City.
They've been beating each other up.
They are.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
For us, anyway. And we talked Minnesota Vikings. They got the Giants coming up this weekend. Labor Day Golf Tournament, the Jamestown Country Club this weekend. Jared Lentz, Travis Ingstead, we're in the hunt. Travis lost in the quarters, I believe.
Travis in the semis and Jared in the quarters.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's the other way around. Yeah, okay. And they lost to the same guy. Mm-hmm. Name is Brian Meyer, and he's a pretty good golfer. He's in his 40s, but he's pretty solid.
Okay. In his 40s, shoots in the 70s.
And 60s. I think he's got the course record there, too, by the way. Okay. And I don't know. I don't even tell you what that is. I think it's like 58 or something like that. It's nuts. It's insane. Wow. That's crazy.
Yikes.
Whew. How about this day in sports history?
What happened?
It happened 1928. Future Baseball Hall of Famer outfielder Ty Cobb records his 4,189th and final career hit as a pinch hitter for the Philadelphia A's in a 6-1 loss to the Washington Senators. 4,189. Hmm. 1957, Milwaukee's Braves pitcher Warren Spahn, another Hall of Famer, sets an NL record for left-handers with his 41st shutout, beating the Cubbies 8-0. 1970, after playing a National League record 1,117 consecutive Major League Baseball games, Cubs outfielder, who am I talking about?
You said 1970? Is that Billy Williams?
Billy Williams asked to sit out.
He was asked or he asked?
He asked to be sit out.
Okay.
Yeah. 1974, future Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame guard Oscar Robertson, the Big O, retires. Leaves with 26,710 points in the NBA, 9,887 assists, and 7,804 rebounds in 1,040 games. Those are big numbers. He was a good player. 1989, American tennis star Chris Evert beats 15-year-old Monica Seles 6-love, 6-2 in a fourth-round match for her 101st and last U.S. Open singles victory.
Okay.
1989. Birthdays today quickly. Bill Fleming.
Announcer.
Born on this day, 1926. Journalist and sports writer. ABC's Worldwide of Sports.
And I think he always did
wide world of sports.
Skating, figure skating. I think.
I think so too. Yeah, but he was a sportscaster, journalist, Wide World of Sports. There, yeah. I got it out. 1967, Luis Gonzalez, baseball outfielder, MLB All-Star, 1999, 2001 to 03, 05, World Series with Arizona Diamondbacks and Houston Astros.
Okay.
And on this day, 1969, Keith Traylor, American football defensive tackle, Super Bowl for the Broncos and the Patriots. There you have it, sports birthdays. Let's do our question.
Okay.
Trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilving, agent. By the way, we have a Minnesota Vikings trivia question coming up because they open up their season this week.
Okay. Well, you know, if you want to put all your eggs in one basket, first of all, make sure it's a big basket.
Big one.
And then make sure you get that basket from Nodak Mutual and Nodak Insurance Company because they can help you out. If there's something you want to insure, something that is close to you, that's you know, your home, your vehicle, your business, I don't know, maybe you want to insure your spouse. I'm sure you could, but you know what? They're the agents with answers. You call Chris Quilving, 845-2912, 845-2912. Nodak Insurance Company.
They will find a way.
They will find a way, and they will keep you insured all along.
You can sleep at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Trivia question this week. Mm-hmm. Which team did the Vikings defeat 37-13 in their first ever regular season game? Paul McDonald's got his hand up. Yes, Johnny.
Yes, Johnny. I know that one.
Okay, so I'm sure we'll get some Googles on that.
Oh, yeah.
Which team did the Minnesota Vikings defeat 37-13?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a butt whooping.
Yeah.
In their first ever regular season game. Quarterback was?
Brent Tarkenton.
Yes, he was. There you have. That's our trivia question this week brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilving, agent. Words of wisdom. I'm going to throw this out there.
All right, do it.
Words of wisdom. If my math is right. No, I'm not talking math. Words aren't coming out right today. But anyway, in my mind, we'll get this done. Okay. If my mind can conceive it, and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it. If my mind can conceive it, and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it. Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that?
You did. Oh, you mean originally?
Originally, this came from a sports person.
Wow.
And if I give you the clue, you'll have the answer.
Not necessarily. What's the clue?
Boxer.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. If my mind can conceive it and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it.
Wow.
He achieved a few things.
Huh? And that can go for anything in life.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
You know, a few football teams that might be a little down this week. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Keep that in your mind. You're going to win that game.
It's not how you start. It's how you finish. The season's far from over.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right. Well, that's going to do it for Toast and Jam this time around. Toast and Jam brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilving, agent, and the North Dakota Army National Guard. Special thanks again to our executive producer, Eric Kringley, who's out east.
He's in New York at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, we're going to have him in here, too. We'll talk about that. And don't forget about your picks for this week's Pick 6 football contest. Again, our winner this time around, Kerry Marsh.
Nice.
Way to go, Kerry.
Way to go, Kerry.
For the, that it?
I think so.
You have anything else?
I got nothing.
Okay.
Of course, that's, you know, par for the course.
Well, from the 1047 studios in the Valley City Times Record building in downtown Valley City, Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now.